It has come to my attention that there's an election being held in the United States. Yes. I found out about it through, you know, searching on the internet. And I thought that as it will probably continue increasingly to impinge on our lives, we ought to at least learn something about choosing leaders from the Jewish tradition, especially as this is a time when we celebrate some leadership at the same time as there is a hint that that leadership was not perfect. And to explain what I mean by that, let me turn first to a class that we had this week on Thursday morning in our Torah class, when Reuven Firestone, who is an expert in both the Quran and the Hebrew Bible and teaches both, talked about the differences between the way, for example, the Quran teaches the story of the Akedah, the binding of Isaac or Ishmael, depending on the version that you read, and the Bible. And he said, when people read the Quran, when Muslims read the Quran, they see heroes who are virtually perfect. And that when they read the Hebrew Bible, they see heroes who are anything but perfect. And that when they read the Hebrew biblical version of, say, Abraham, or even worse, of King David, who was really not perfect, they think, no wonder the Jews are so messed up. They have these leaders who themselves have all sorts of problems, and it's certainly true. I mean, just think about Abraham. Abraham has two children. One of them he kicks out of the house. The other he brings up to the mountain to sacrifice to God. Twice he passes his wife off as his sister. This is not a happy family. And Abraham himself is clearly a complicated individual, to say the least. The same is true of Moses. It's significant that Moses' children don't follow him into leadership. And you've got to think that it wasn't a great deal to be Moses' kid. He's always out defending the people. He's always out arguing with God. He's never home. Try to get Moses home for dinner. It's very difficult. He has clearly a problematic relationship with his wife. And that is, in fact, a model that follows through the Torah. And that realization puts leadership in a very different sort of light. Because on the one hand, when you read about leaders and about their lives, especially in our own day, you invariably read books that diminish them. You think so-and-so was so great, but let me tell you, right? Churchill drank too much, and Lincoln was depressed, and I mean, you can just go on and on. And so the idea of worshiping people, of thinking of them as heroes, or thinking of them even as leaders, and actually knowing who they are at odds with each other. And in a democracy, where somebody who's running for president cannot breathe without it being covered, it is no surprise that there is a progressive diminishment of what people seem to be like, because nothing anymore is hidden. And, you know, the candles of the Chanukiah are all supposed to be on the same level. If you have a Chanukiah at home that's like this, that's on a slope, it's actually not kosher to light for Hanukkah. They're all supposed to be on the same level, except the shamash. Because you have to have a candle that is higher to kindle the other candles. And that is, in some ways, the democratic model of leadership. The person who leads you is not a god, not a messiah, it's a human being, but we elevate that person in order to kindle everyone else. And that is, in fact, the model of leadership in the Torah. There are people who are special, but they're not superhuman. Nobody suggests that Abraham or Moses or David or Isaiah is anything but a human being. But each one is a shamash. That is, they rise above the people in order to kindle them. And those sorts of things, those sorts of gifts that leaders have or leaders give can be cherished even if they're not perfect people. George Washington. When we were kids, we learned he was perfect, right? He couldn't tell a lie. He chopped down that probably non-existent cherry tree. And then we grow up and we discover that he wasn't perfect. He made mistakes. Sometimes his generalship was better, sometimes it was worse. He didn't have the same intellectual firepower as Hamilton or Jefferson or even Franklin. But George Washington could have been king. He could have been king. And it was he who said to his contemporaries, "I'm leaving now." And that gift of leaving was a tremendous gift. It's why we have a president and we don't have a king, because Washington refused to be president in perpetuity, forever. And those kinds of acts of leadership, even from imperfect people, make a difference. In the Siddur, in the prayer that you said this morning for Hanukkah, do you know how you refer to the Maccabees? That God gave giborim biyad chalashim, which means God gave heroes, a gibor is a hero in Hebrew, mighty people, giborim, into the hands of weak people, chalashim. You know, if you know modern Hebrew, chalash means not so great. Who were the chalashim? The Maccabees. I'll tell you a secret, if you promise not to tell anyone. The rabbis didn't really like the Maccabees very much. Because later on in the Maccabi dynasty, in the leadership, there were clashes between the rabbis and the Maccabees. So they had a problem. What do you say about Hanukkah when you don't really like the Maccabees? What you say is, they were great leaders, but they were human beings. They weren't perfect, they were chalashim, but God gave the giborim, the people who seemed mighty, who seemed unconquerable, who seemed heroic, into the hands of people who weren't. There is a natural tendency to assume the greatness of people who used to be. One rabbi, and I wish I remembered who it was because it's a great comment. One rabbi says, the reason that when Moses disappeared up the mountain, the people built a golden calf and worshipped it as God is because the Jewish people have a tendency, whenever a leader departs, to think only God can replace them. And so we look at Israel, for example, and we say, where's Ben-Gurion? Where's Weizmann? Where are the great leaders of yesteryear? Or we look at our own candidates and we say, my God, where's Lincoln? Where's Washington? Where's Roosevelt? Where are the great leaders of then? But of course, if we were transported back in history, we would know. Lincoln was attacked. Roosevelt was attacked. Washington was attacked. It's only in retrospect that human beings become gods. When you actually get to know them, they're just people. And as we go through the election season, it's important for us to react as Jews, Jews who read the Bible, Jews who know that you're not going to get a perfect person, that anybody you choose will have flaws, personal flaws, professional flaws, that in fact, what was true of the great French revolutionary leader Mirabeau may be true of some leaders. You know what they said of Mirabeau? Mirabeau was known as the friend of humanity. And in later years, his child gave an interview, and he said, the friend of humanity was friend to neither wife nor child. It was wonderful to be one of Mirabeau's, you know, students, but to be his kid, a la Moses, was not so easy. And that's something that we really need to keep in mind, especially because the coverage is so relentless and so diminishing and so cruel. And one other feature we should keep in mind, and this is true, I think, probably of human nature and certainly in America, which is, it's what Cyril Connolly said, the British critic. He said, whom the gods would destroy, they first call promising. In other words, If you see somebody who is being made out to be a hero, you can be sure that sooner or later, the devastating coverage is about to set in. If somebody is elevated, it makes them that much more vulnerable. And therefore, if you're going to be a reader of the Bible and a reader of the newspaper, don't swing between vast extremes. There is no savior, and there are very few villains. There are human beings in all their complexity, in all their right and all their wrong. Sometimes they lead well, sometimes they lead badly. They never say the same thing every time you ask them about the same question. They will all change their minds. They will all be called hypocrites for changing their minds. Sometimes they change their minds because, in fact, their mind has changed, right? As a great philosopher once said, when new facts come in, I change my mind. What do you do? Sometimes you change your mind because you're older, you're more mature, new facts come in. Sometimes people change their minds because they're talking to different audiences. You don't give the same talk to different groups. All those things are true. What I want to remind us is that they have always been true. That it is not only true of the people who are running in 2007. It was true of the people who ran, in quotes, in 1776 and 1500 BCE. It is part of human nature. And therefore, we have to try to do the best we can with what we have. And that's why perhaps Disraeli, who was a British prime minister and certainly himself a cynic and a wit, said that to believe in the heroic makes us heroes. In other words, if you understand that people are flawed, that people are complicated, that you're not going to get a perfect person, and still you believe in the possibility of the shamash, that someone can rise higher, that makes you heroic too. This morning we read about Yosef. We know from the story of Yosef that he was vain, that he was tempted, that he was imperfect. But we also know that in a very real sense, he ended up saving the Jewish people. So what do we say of him? We call him Yosef HaTzadik, Joseph the Righteous One. Not Joseph the Perfect One, just Joseph the Righteous One. Remember that the miracle we celebrate on Hanukkah of a cruise of oil lasting 8 days, that's God's miracle. Because God is perfect, but the Maccabees aren't. And since we have to deal in a political system with human beings, we should be wise enough to recognize that we're not asking for perfection, and that the best sometimes is the enemy of the good. What we want is somebody who tries, somebody who cares, somebody who shares our values, whatever our values in this may be. And we remember that the rabbis say, Yiftach bedoro kishmuel bedoro, that Yiftach, who was not a great leader of Israel, in his generation counts as much as Shmuel does in his. In other words, you have to work with the people that you have, knowing that only history can judge them, that reputations change, that Harry Truman, when he left office, had an approval rating that was abysmal and today is considered a hero. And who knows, tomorrow, next month, next year, who will be brought low and who will be elevated? As we measure our leaders, we shouldn't be uncritical. We won't be uncritical. But we also shouldn't be unwilling to believe that flawed human beings can do great things. If you doubt that, then I give you as evidence the holiday of Hanukkah, when regular people, fired by passion and believing in God, changed our history and changed the world. Shabbat Shalom.